Colin Shaughnessy got a three-pointer to go, and then we're going to get a foul on Lebo. Shaughnessy's three-pointer cuts it to 42-22. The Lebo boys trying to join the Lebo girls into the championship game tomorrow. Now the ball goes inside, jumper's up and no good by Schmelzy, and rebound by Lebo. Grayson Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over to the baseline, gives it back out. Now they go left side to Dominic Risner. Risner gets it back up. Jumper's up by Zach Oswald, up, no good. Here comes Isaac Detweiler, get ball knocked away by Grayson Shoemaker. It's out of bounds. It will stay with Axtell. The ball comes in to Detweiler. Detweiler gives it over the right side to Broxerman. Broxerman goes left side to Detweiler. Detweiler lobs it in. Underneath, now they kick it back out. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound battle for it. It's going to go to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes to the left side to Oswald. Oswald has trouble with the ball, and he's going to be fouled by Isaac Detweiler. That will be Detweiler's second personal foul. At the line is Zach Oswald. I'll probably cause Zach to miss this when I say he's made all three. Free throw is up, and I told you. Austin Bailey coming back in, replacing. Austin's going out. Who do I replace? They're going to try to play with six. Apparently he's going to replace Zach Oswald because they sent him back over. Second free throw is up and good. Now Austin Bailey's in, replacing Zach Oswald. Zach now in double figures with 10. And now Detweiler gets it across the timeline. Detweiler now goes to the left side to Schmitz. Schmitz back, they get it back up to Broxerman. Broxerman picks up a dribble, gives it back out to Landon Schmitz. Landon Schmitz drives the left side, gives it to Detweiler. Detweiler finds opening underneath for Brandon Schmelzy. Schmelzy with all five of Axtell's points here in the quarter, and that's a 5-0 run for Axtell. Grimmett has it up top. Landon gets a shot off and no good. Rebounded to Detweiler. Detweiler on the right side, layup good, and a foul. No offensive foul. And Axtell coaches are very hot with that call. And now Coach Becker wants a timeout. We'll just keep it right here. 5:54 to go here. 5:54 to go in the quarter at 43-24. I think Coach Becker's trying to get the kids refocused because they had such a good first half that they might lose a little bit of focus here, and he just wants to stop it now and get their focus back in, especially on the defensive end. The winner will take on, tomorrow will take on Tribune Greeley County as they came away with a 58-30. They come away with a victory tonight over Coldwater South Central. Ball coming in, almost knocked away by Landon Schmitz. And now they're having some trouble to get the ball inbound. Schmitz comes up with the steal. Ball goes back outside. Three-pointer by Broxerman is up. No good. Rebound. Battleport goes out of bounds to Lebo. Lebo having some trouble against the pressure defense being put on by Axel. But Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Ball goes Davies, right side to Grimmett. Grimmett gets it in to Bailey. Bailey backing him in, backing him in. Kicks it back out to Dominic Risner. Risner gets inside. He's going to get an offensive foul. And that was Dominic lowered his shoulder. Right now, Lebo looking with a like they've lost a little bit of their offensive confidence. ...43-24, here comes Isaac Detweiler across the timeline, gives it over left side to Broxterman. Broxterman now on the left wing to Shaughnessy. That's going to be a... got it in to Schmelzy, and then a foul called on Lebo. It's going to be on Grayson Shoemaker. That's his third. Second foul of the half on... or third foul of the half on Lebo at the free throw line. It's Brandon Schmelzy, and his shot is up, no good. Now in the game, for Lebo, it is Andrew Conrady replacing Grayson Shoemaker. Free throw is up and good. They've cut the lead now to 18. It was 42-17 until they made the basket right before the end of the half. They made it 42-19, so they've outscored them 8-1. Now Davies gets the ball inside, and they lose it to Reisner from the three-pointer on the right side. No good. Rebound to Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler on the break. Gets inside. Now dishes it back out. Now they go left side. Broxman in the corner. Three-pointer's up. No good. Rebound between the two Landons. And it will stay, it will go over to Lebo. 43-25. Lebo with the 18-point lead, 4:43 to go. Had a lead of 25, and it's been cut down to 18. Dominic Risner gets it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, and now having some trouble. Ball goes over to Luke Davies. Axtell has picked up their rhythm a little, their intensity a little bit. Bailey gets it back up. They go to the right side to Davies. Davies into Risner. Risner back up to Bailey. Bailey left side to Grimmett. Grimmett takes it to the baseline. Shot up off the glass. Good. Grimmett with 21. And the lead's back up to 20, 45-25. Ball almost stolen by Davies. Now it comes up in the hands of Isaac Detweiler. Shots up no good. Rebound Battleport. Pulled down by Conrady for Lebo. Gets the ball up to Bailey. Bailey gets it to Grimmett. Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Grimmett for three. In and out. No good. And the foul on the rebound. I think they're going to get it on. No, well, a bunch of substitutions coming in. See who they're going to call that on. Looks like it's going to go on Austin Bailey, his first. Grayson Shoemaker and Zach Oswald back in the game for Lebo. Isaac Detweiler with it up top. Gets the ball to the right side. Gets it to Brandon Smelsey. Smelsey's shot is up and good. He's got 9. And now they get the ball to the baseline. Grayson Shoemaker layup. Good. Shoemaker now with 8. And the lead's back up to 20 for Lebo. Now Detweiler up top. Gives it to Smelsey. Smelsey gets inside. Shot is up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound comes out to Schmitz. Schmitz gives it to Broxterman for 3. Good. Eli Broxterman for 3. His first 3 of the night. And 2:49 to go. They took a delay of game warning on Axtell for knocking the ball away. But now Axel's able to set up their pressure, and the inbounds pass comes in to Grimmett. Grimmett being guarded by Schmitz. Grimmett walking, dribbling the ball up, getting it across the timeline now. Hands the ball off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives baseline, gives it up to Oswald. Oswald left side to Davies. Davies gives the ball off to Bailey. Bailey, a little spin move, gets it out to Oswald. Oswald back up to Davies. Davies to Grimmett. Right side it goes to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets in the paint, loses control of the basketball, but gets it back. Dishes it left side to Davies. Davies goes baseline, gives it to Bailey. Bailey's shot is up and no good. Here comes Axel on the break. Left side, Broxterman tries to get dished off the right side. Broxterman now with the three. It's no good. Rebound tipped down. It's going to be saved by Detweiler in the corner, but he can't save it. Good hustle that time by Isaac Detweiler. And coming back in the game is Colin Shaughnessy for Axel, replacing Schmitz. So Davies set the inbound in the corner over there. That's a hard spot to inbound it from. Now they hand the ball to the official, hands it to him. He gets the inbounds pass to Grimmett. Grimmett being guarded by Schmelzy. Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Goes to the left side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Bailey. Bailey dribbles baseline, gets inside. Dishes it out to Oswald. 10-footer from the left side, no good. Rebounded by Oswald. He's going to be tied up by Grady Buesening. It will go over to Axel. 47-30. Axel's cut the lead from what was 25 at 42-17. Now to 47-30. New Axel would not going to fall apart. Isaac Detweiler across the timeline gets the ball to Schmelzy. Schmelzy gets it out to Detweiler. Detweiler now gives it to Broxterman. Jumper's up, no good. Rebounded by Davies. Davies gets it out, and he's going to bring it up himself. Luke Davies gets the ball left side to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker back up top, goes to the right side. Now they get it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes baseline, dishes it out to Davies. Davies now hands the ball off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes baseline again, gets it out to Bailey. Bailey to Oswald at the free throw line. Now they go left side to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets inside. Shot is up. No good. Gets the rebound. Put back up. No good. Rebound to Axel. 30 seconds to go. Ball's a cross-court pass to Broxman. Broxman can't hang on to it. Thirty. 29 seconds to go here in the quarter. Inbounds pass comes in to Shoemaker. Shoemaker being guarded by Detweiler. Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. 20 seconds to go. Shoemaker over to Davies. Davies gets it in, gets it to Oswald on the right side. Oswald picks up. He's still dribbling. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey gets inside. Layup. Good! And a foul! Austin Bailey now with 7. Foul is going to be on Grady Buesening. Free throw is up, and it is good by Zach Oswald. By Austin Bailey. That would have been something. 6 seconds to go. Get the ball to Detweiler. Detweiler gets the right side. Shot is up and no good. And after three quarters, it is Lebo 50, Axel 30. We'll be back with the fourth quarter following this 30-second timeout. You are listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties, and Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Grayson Shoemaker set the inbound for Lebo as we start the fourth quarter. Gets it in the backcourt to Luke Davies. Davies gets it across the timeline. Now they get the ball over to Grimmon on the left side. He gets it in to Shoemaker. Shoemaker shot's no good, and he's going to get an offensive foul. That'll be number 4 on Grayson. That is his 4th. We get the ball. Broxman gets the ball left side. Now Broxman with it. That's ball knocked away by Grimmett. They're going to get a foul called on Landon Grimmett. That's his first personal. They get the ball inside. Shot is up and no good by Schmelz. Rebound put back up by Schmitz is no good. Rebound by Schmitz. Throws the ball away. Lebo with the 20-point lead. Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Now it goes the left side to Bailey. Bailey gets it back up top to Shoemaker. Shoemaker goes the right side to Grimmett. Gets it down on the baseline. Now back up top. Davies has it. Davies gets the ball to Oswald. Oswald back up to Davies. Lebo being patient. Hey, we're up 20. You got to come get us. Bailey gets it back up to Davies. Davies now gets the ball off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker being guarded out there by Schmitz. Going to get a foul on Schmitz. I'm a little bit, if I'm Coach Becker though, I'm talking to Grayson Shoemaker about watching. Don't be doing that again. He's got 4. And that could have easily been number 5 if the referee would have just called it that other way. Now we're going to get a foul again on Axtell. Foul is going to be on Colin Shaughnessy. Inbounds pass comes in to Davies. Davies gives it off to Grimmett. Grimmett held to just 2 points this half, but he got 19 in the first half. Davies with it. Gets it inside. Dishes it off to Bailey. Bailey going to get called for traveling. So Austin Bailey picks up the travel. And Dominic Reisner back in the game for Lebo. Ball comes in to Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler gets down the court. Takes it to the basket. Layup. Good and a foul. That's going to be on Luke Davies. That time they got a little lazy and let Detweiler catch the ball in full stride coming up the court. And nobody stepped in front of it. Isaac Detweiler now with 8 points on the night. At the free throw line, the foul's on Luke Davies, his first. Free throw is up, and it is good. Cuts the lead to 18, 50 to 32, 6 minutes to go. Dominic Risner getting it up, picks up a dribble, gives it to Grimmett. Grimmett now takes it across the timeline, has the ball knocked away from him. Here comes the break. Smelzy, layup, good, and a foul. Brandon Smelzy now with 9. All night, that foul is on Dominic Risner. That's now 11 on the night for Brandon Smelzy. Smelzy's free throw is up and good. And now here comes Dominic Risner. Has the ball stolen away. Fast break opportunity. Detweiler layup. No good. Rebounded, pulled down by Risner. And he gets it out to Grimmett. And a timeout called by Lebo coach Dennis Becker. 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Lebo 50, Axtell 36. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Axtell has outscored Lebo 6-0 here in the fourth quarter. Cut the lead from 20 down to 14. The Lebo Wolves trying to join the Lebo Lady Wolves in tomorrow night's championship. You'll be able to hear those on Mix 104.9 tomorrow. ESU, by the way, will be on KVOE 1400 AM at 2 o'clock. Landon Grimmett picks up his dribble, gives the ball left side to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker brings it up top. Ball goes to right side to Davies. Back up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker dribbles on the right side. Now gets the ball to Oswald. Oswald inside, shot up. Good! And a foul. And Zach Oswald hollering, the big sophomore. Yeah, like saying, bring it on. That broke a 6-0 run. Foul is number 4 on Isaac Detweiler. Zach Oswald now with 12. Free throw is up and good. Give him 13. Now the ball goes to the right side. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Landon Schmitz. Put back up, good. Landon Schmitz now with 4. Ball goes down to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it. Now they get it over to Reisner. Reisner gets it back up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker picks up the dribble, gives it to Grimmett. Grimmett. Now he's going to be battled out there by Schmitz. Gives the ball off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker picks up the dribble, gives it back up to Reisner. Reisner hands the ball off to Grimmett. Grimmett gets inside, takes it in, layup. Good! Grimmett with 23. And the lead's back up to 17, 55-38. Right side three-pointer, Brocksterman. No good. Rebounded by Zach Oswald for Lebo. Oswald gives it up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Now the corner to Oswald. Oswald loses control of the basketball. Here comes Axtell. Isaac Detweiler with it on the break. Detweiler spin move, gives it to Schmitz. Layup, good. Landon Schmitz with 6. And a timeout taken by Axtell. We'll keep it right here. 55-40. Lebo with the lead. 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Lebo trying to join their girls in action tomorrow for the championship. Girls had a nice win today. And the winner of this game will take on Tribune Greeley County. Yeah, Lebo Lady Wolves come away with a 52-37 victory today. They were led by Sage Hadley with 22, and Brooklyn Jones had 11. They will take on Hanover in the girls' championship game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Luke Davies set the inbound up for Lebo. Gets the ball in. Grayson Shoemaker. They're going to try to double team Grayson. Gives the ball to Davies. Davies now having some trouble. He's going to be pushed over there. And that will send Luke Davies to the free throw line. Foul is on Brandon, on Schmelzy. That is his first. At the line to shoot two is Luke Davies. Let's shoot one and one. Davies' free throw is up and no good. Rebound is going to be a foul on Dominic Reisner of Lebo. Brandon Schmelzy came down with the rebound, and he was fouled by Reisner, and that's going to give them opportunity to have free throws right off the bat. That's nine fouls on Lebo. So Brandon Schmelzy at the free throw line, he is 2 for 3 tonight on at the line. Austin Bailey back in the game for Lebo, and Colin Shaughnessy in the game for Axtell. Free throw is up and it is no good. Rebounded by Luke Davies. Gets it over to Grimmett, and he's fouled right off the bat by Brandon Schmelzy. So Grimmett will be going to the free throw line. Grimmett has not attempted any free throws tonight. Second foul on Brandon Schmelzy. Free throw, 1-1 for Grimmett. Free throw's up and good. He did not learn how to shoot from his great uncle Ken. He got learned how to shoot on his own. And free throw is up and good. And practice, practice, practice. Landon now with 25. Now ball goes inside. Landon Schmitz layup good. That was way too easy if you're Lebo for Schmitz to drive baseline. Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Now gets the ball on the right side to Bailey. Both sides were wanting a foul on that little accident between Detweiler and Shoemaker, because one of them would have fouled out. Shoemaker goes right side. Shot is up short. Rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler on the break. This is the right side. They get kick it back out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy gives it up to Schmitz. Right side it goes to Broxterman. Broxterman inside to Luke, inside to Isaac Detweiler. Shot's up good. Cuts the lead to 13. And then they foul Grimmett right away. If I'm Brandon Shaughnessy, Grimmett's probably not the player to foul, even though I probably just jinxed him. Third personal on Brandon Shaughnessy. At the free throw line be Landon Grimmett. Grimmett's free throw's up and good. Grimmett with 26. Second free throw by Grimmett's up and good. He's got 27. Ball comes into Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler takes it to the baseline. He's going to be fouled out front by Luke Davies. He'll be shooting two. Everybody will be shooting two from here on out. Foul number two on Luke Davies. That's the free throw line is Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler 1 of 1 tonight at the free throw line. Free throw is up and good. Isaac Detweiler now with 12. Second free throw is up and it is good. They've cut the lead to 13 again, 59-46. Austin Bailey gets across the timeline. They're trying to foul Austin Bailey. Bailey's not as good a free throw shooter as Landon Grimmett, but Landon's over there going, hey, that was intentional. No, it was, but wasn't. That's number two on Eli Broxman. At the free throw line is Austin Bailey, who was 1 for 3 tonight from the line. He gets to shoot 2. Free throws up and good. Austin's going, see? No problem. Now gets the lead out to 14. Bailey's second free throw is up. No good. Rebounded by Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler takes it right down the lane. Dishes it off left side to Broxterman for 3. No good. Rebounded by Zach Oswald. Oswald down the court to Shoemaker. Shoemaker has to run it down. Can't quite do it. The Lebo referees thought he did get it in time, but the man in the black and white stripes said no. So Detweiler with it. Detweiler drives in the paint. Dishes out left side to Schmitz. Schmitz goes baseline. Dishes back out to Detweiler for a long two. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey gives the ball off to Grimmett. Grimmett's going to be fouled in backcourt. Landon's going to have to line to shoot 2. That foul is on Eli Broxman, his third. Free throw by Grimmett is up and no good. Grimmett now 4 of 6 here in the quarter. Second free throw is up and good. He's now got 28. And the lead's up to 15, 61-46. And we're going to get a carry on Isaac Detweiler. And a timeout. Oh, no, a substitution coming in. Grady Busening back in the game, replacing Isaac Detweiler because they're wanting the foul probably, and Isaac with his 4 fouls, not the one. Landon Schmitz comes up with the steal. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Shoemaker. Gives the ball out to Grimmett. Grimmett across the timeline. Now he's going to be fouled. Boy, Grayson Shoemaker just made a mistake on that inbounds pass, and a nice play actually defensively by Landon Schmitz, but he just couldn't get the layup to go. And now Landon Grimmett back at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good. Give him 29. Isaac Detweiler back in the game. A little offense, defense, replacing Grady Busening. Andrew Conrady now a little bit of offense, defense here, replacing Grayson Shoemaker. Coach Becker goes, you aren't going to go far because if we get the ball back, and you're going in. Second free throw by Grimmett's up and good. Landon Grimmett with 30. Isaac Detweiler gets it across the timeline. And now we're going to get an offensive foul on Isaac Detweiler. Austin Bailey just standing there and took it. And Isaac Detweiler's going to foul out with 13 points on the night. And the Lebo Wolves are 2 minutes away from being in the a couple minutes away from being in the state championship game with both the boys and the girls. Coach Dennis Becker in his first year as head coach of the Wolves. Been assistant there for many years. And I watched Dennis play when he was in high school for Meredosine Valley. Yeah, I've been around a while. So, Lebo up 17 with 2 minutes to go. Inbounds pass comes in to Landon Grimmett. They don't want to foul Landon Grimmett, but they almost get a steal. They hacked Grimmett, and the ball came away. They came away with a steal, but it's going to be Grimmett going to the free throw line to shoot 2. That's 5 fouls on Brandon Schmelzy. Brandon Schmelzy had a nice second half with 6 points. Got some big baskets to get them kind of back into this thing. And now in the game for Axtell is Evan Busening, 5'10 senior. Grimmett's free throw is up good. Landon with 31. Free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Grady Buesening for Axel. Gives it over to Eli Broxterman. Broxterman gives it the left side to Cullen Shaughnessy. Now in the, Shaughnessy with it. Shaughnessy gets through. He's going to get fouled on the drive to the basket by Zach Oswald. So Lebo up 18 with 1:48 to go in the fourth quarter. That is actually going to get Austin Bailey with the foul. Austin Bailey's had a heck of a game. Free throw is up and good by Colin Shaughnessy. He's got six all here in the second half. That first half was so good by Lebo that it's been an uphill climb the whole second half for Axel. Free throw is up and good. They get the ball in to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it to Davies. Davies is now fouled. 16-point lead for Lebo, and we're going to the free throw line. Hey, if you're Axel, you have nothing to lose by sending them to the line. At the free throw line is Luke Davies. Luke's free throw's up and good. Luke was the one last starter to not get in the book, but Luke plays all those other important roles, rebounder, screener, and all that little stuff that doesn't always get noticed in the scorebook. He's got 2 points, and the lead's back up to 18, 66-48. It's going to be a Lebo party tomorrow night here in Great Bend. And tomorrow afternoon and evening. Ball goes to the left side. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound to Davies. Davies down to Grimmett. Grimmett drives in. Layup, no good, and he's fouled. He went for the left-handed layup instead of going on the right side. He tried to draw the foul there. Coach Becker's like, just go in for a regular layup. Landon Grimmett with 31. Free throw is up and good. Now in the game for Axtell. Back in the game is Grant Buesening, replacing Landon Schmitz. Landon Schmitz had a good game off the bench. Free throw by Landon Grimmett is up and good. 33 for Grimmett. Here comes Broxman across the line. He's going to be fouled by Landon Grimmett. Coach Becker's going, what are you doing that for, Landon? Because Samson. Now we're going to get a substitute in for Lebo. Scott Smith is now in the game. Well, I don't know what we got. Because we got to wait and have him shoot the free throw. It's just an administrative thing. So Austin Bailey's just going to stay over there by the sideline. Yeah, Austin, you're coming out. That's cool. Free throw is up and good by Eli Broxterman. Now Smith is in the game for Bailey. Second free throw is up and good. 5 points for Eli Broxterman, who just could not get the three-pointers to fall. And substitutes coming in galore now. So coming in the game for Axel's Dalen Heinen. Now in the game for Lebo, it's not only Scott Smith, but Samuel Hesselnick. And ball comes in to Scott Smith, and he's fouled. Also in the game, Tegan Kelly. And Braden Hopkins. At the line shooting two, it's Scott Smith. Free throw on the way for Smith is up and no good. Now in the game for Axtell is Blake Buesening, a 6'1 sophomore. But we're going to have a Lebo doubleheader tomorrow night from the championship round here at the Class 1A Division 2 state tournament. Axtell with the basketball, minute 17 to go. They get the ball to Gavin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy gets it up to Grant Buesening, back to Gavin Shaughnessy, now up top. Now the ball goes to the left side. They get the ball to Grant Buesening. He gets the ball to the right side to Blake Buesening. Now jump, almost a jumper. Now the shot is up and good by Gavin Shaughnessy. And here comes Lebo with the basketball. It's Samuel Hazencleaver. Hazencleaver, they try to foul him, but they get the ball to Braden Hopkins, who gives the ball then to Caleb Durst. Now the ball go off to Scott Smith. The Lebo Wolves, wow, are going to be in the state championship game tomorrow to take on the defending champions, Tribune Greeley County. 20 seconds to go. It's going to be a Lebo doubleheader here tomorrow. Folks, come on out. But if you can't, you can hear it on Mix 104.9. 9 seconds to go. 68-52. The Lebo Wolves are in the state championship game tomorrow night. What a game tonight by the Wolves. They come away with a 68-52 victory over Axtell. Wow, what a game. We hope to get Coach Dennis Becker on sometime here tonight, and we'll be here for a little bit to get him on. But the final score, Lebo 68, Axtell 52. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show coming up on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities. It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from KFFX Emporia, Mix 104.9.
All right. Welcome back here to Barton Community College. Let's give you a rundown of the stats. Stats are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest land difference. Landon Grimmett led everybody with 32 points. They got 13 from Zach Oswald, 9 from Austin Bailey, 8 from Grayson Shoemaker, 3 from Dominic Reisner, and 1 from Samuel Hazencleaver. They shot 21 of 37 from the field, 6 of 10 from three-point range, 20 of 29 at the free throw line, while pulling down 31 rebounds. For Axtell, they were led by Isaac Detweiler with 13, Brandon Schmelzy with 12, Colin Shaughnessy and Landon Schmitz with 8, 5 points from Eli Broxterman, and 4 points from Grady Busney. Axtell shot 20 of 53 from the field, 3 of 18 from three-point range, 9 of 11 at the free throw line while pulling down 24 rebounds. And they also got 6 steals and they committed 10 turnovers. And with me right now is the victorious head coach, Dennis Becker. Coach, wow, what a game.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
That was some game for you guys tonight. Just how would you describe it?
I don't even know. It hasn't even hit me yet. You know, it's you put a game plan together, and then when you shoot 75% in the second quarter, you know, it kind of all goes out the window, and you never plan for it to go that way. It's just a happy coincidence when it does.
Yeah, and your defense tonight in that first half too was really good.
It was real. You know, like I told you last night, we really tell the guys, and that's how we want to. That's what we want to hang our hat on, and you know, and they just bought into it, and they bought into it again tonight, and you know, we shut down those their best players for the majority of that first half, and you know, into the second half of as the game went on.
And I noticed tonight too, you guys really did a good job on Isaac Detweiler.
We did, and that was kind of, you know, that was kind of our influence. As I told you last night, he's the one that makes them go. He's the one that gets them into their offense. And you know, without him, their half court offense can sometimes be stagnant. And Luke Davies just did a heck of a job locking him down and not letting them get into any half court offense. And then then their other part of their offense is not having to run the half court offense, but getting steals and turnovers and transition, and we did a great job in the first half of that too. You know, we limited those turnovers and those second chance or those easy run out opportunities, and you know, really made them work for their buckets.
And Landon Grimmett tonight.
Landon Grimmett played phenomenal. I mean, you can tell he's a senior, you know, that wants to go out on top. I mean, 21 points last night, 31 points tonight, 32 points tonight. I mean, you know, he's a senior that wants this, and he's worked for 4 years, you know, and I'm glad it's paying off for him.
I told the people on the air that he did not learn how to shoot from his great uncle. I had nothing to do with his shooting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was a lot of hours in the gym, and I'm glad he found a shot. You know, he struggled early in the season, and yep, it's coming on strong here at the right time.
It is, and the rest of the team, I thought Austin Bailey again was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, our role players are playing. They're playing phenomenal right now. You know, Austin Bailey had a big game. You know, he had a great game last night. He's had a great tournament. He doesn't fill up the stat sheet, you know, but he doesn't hurt you either. He guards his guy, and you don't have to worry about it. And the same, Dom stepped up, has played big minutes as that sixth man, you know, and played big defense for us, and you know, we don't have to worry about it. And that's such a blessing on that end.
Yeah, and you also got a good night again from Zach Oswald. Zach Oswald has had a heck of a tournament.
He has had a heck of a tournament. 13 points, seven rebounds tonight. You know, like I said, he's kind of that one that gets overlooked. Everybody knows about Landon and Grayson, and you know, unless you do your homework, he's the one that kind of goes under the radar, but can have a big night any night of the week.
And so when you look at tomorrow's game with Tribune Greeley County, what do you expect? Kind of a similar type team?
It's a similar team, you know. Lots of transition. Want to turn you over, okay? You know, and so it's same keys. We got to take care of the ball and make them play half court.
And, hey, good luck tomorrow night, bud.
Thank you.
Your first year as a head coach, and you're in the state championship game.
It's hard to believe. It doesn't even seem real.
And I said, you know, I remember watching you play as a player.
Right.
And the dream of being a coach and getting to share this is something else.
Yeah, when I was a player, I only dreamed of making the state tournament, you know, and it never got done. And this is, you know, this has far exceeded all those dreams.
Well, congratulations, Dennis, and I'm sure Dylan will be giving you a call tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Ken.
All right. With me has been the winning coach, Lebo head basketball coach Dennis Becker, and we'll be back with more on the Rich Door Company postgame show on Country on Mix 104.9.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company for residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Mix 104.9.
Let's give you a wrap-up of what took place here today. It was an amazing day for the Lebo Wolves. Lebo Lady Wolves come away with a 52-34 victory over Buckland. And then the boys come away with a 68-52 victory tonight over Axtell. They will be in the championship games tomorrow here from Barton Community College. What a great night for the Lebo Wolves, and hopefully it'll be an even better night tomorrow night. Tomorrow on our airwaves, you'll be able to catch Emporia State men's basketball in the NCAA Division II National Championship Tournament. That'll get underway at about 2 o'clock on KVOE AM 1400. And at 2 o'clock tomorrow out in Dodge City will be the boys' third-place game, where the Opie will be playing in that. And then tomorrow night, in games that you'll be able to catch here on Mix 104.9 FM, the girls' championship game between Lebo and Hanover at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys' championship game between Lebo and Tribune Greenlee County at 6:15. We'll be back tomorrow tonight for a wonderful night of basketball here from Barton Community College. I'd like to thank you folks for listening. I'd like to thank our sponsors for bringing you tonight's broadcast. I'd like to thank the engineers back in the station. And we got one more night of basketball tomorrow night here from Barton Community College. I'm Ken Hansen. It's been Lebo Playoff Action on Mix 104.9 FM.
Lebo High School basketball from the 1A Division II State Tournament in Great Bend has been brought to you by Mills Tire, Rich Door Company, Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, Ratcliffe Propane, Hostess Brands, Plumbing by Spellman, USD 243 Lebo Waverly, Grimmett Concrete Construction, Lebo Booster Club, Van Arsdale Funeral Home, The Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash, Moon Title and Escrow, GR Roofing, Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Tri-County Real Estate, Miller Granite Memorials, MT Networks, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger, Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Rothland Brokers, and First Choice Plumbing. Coverage of the Lebo Wolves from the 1A Division II State Tournament in Great Bend has been a sports presentation of Emporia's radio stations at KVOE.com.